I mean, Chris feels like it's a home game for him. You know, that's my guy. He loves Cleveland, loves the city. Just him with Cribs and the Browns and everything like that. I think we still got so much love for Cribs. I mean, not really. I mean, he loves the game. He loves what he's doing. And we watch a film on him, and he still knows how to hit it. He still is running strong. Hitting the hole hard. He still catches the ball as a punt returner and kick returner better than anybody I've ever seen, just being able to judge the ball in the air. Hey, man, that's on him. He's going to do whatever he got to do, man. But I wouldn't suggest it. I learned a lot of leadership. He taught me, him along with Sheldon Brown, when they were here, just taught me the way to go about it, being a pro. You know, I feel like I'm doing what I need to do. I'm trying to become, working at it, just trying to be the best corner in the game, and I work every day to do that. And my leadership comes by action and by making plays on the field and the way that I play the game. And I'm just glad that coaches know and my teammates know that just the work that I put in, how hard and how much it means to me to play well and to help us win. So I mean, as long as all that's going good, I knew everything would fall into place. But my just keeping my head down, keep grinding, keep working. You know, just trying to make sure every week I go out there, I play the best that I can. I mean, you know, it's playing corner. You know, you're out there on the island, and especially with me, I'm out there by myself, trying to hold down the number one receiver. So, you know, the coaches know how hard my job is, and as long as I get the love from them and the people in the locker room that really know what I'm doing and how hard my job really is, that's all that matters. So, during that beginning, when I weren't making the plays that I felt like I could, they had my back and they knew that they've seen me do it before, and this was going to come, and I was going to keep playing, keep making plays, and now just being able to make the plays and knowing that I can do it, I mean, I'm just very, very proud and happy that my coaches and everybody notices it. Andrew Luck, he's a great quarterback, man. He's able to make all the throws, and he's able to extend plays with looking to throw it, and he can run the ball really well. He has a lot of weapons that he can throw it to. T.Y. is a very good deep threat. The tight ends, Keem Nix and Reggie Wayne, possession guys. You know, so he has all the weapons that he needs. And he's a smart guy. He has the arm strength. And like everybody's always says, I mean, he's one of the good ones. He's one of the best in the league. I think he's a flyer, man. He's a flyer. He can run. I like a Mike Wallace type. Just was with his speed, and his main things is getting deep, being a deep threat. Not really. I mean, I think with this, we're gonna have some scheme things that put me in different places. The thing is with them is it's a lot of they run a lot of mesh routes and a lot of crossing routes and a lot of things that can beat zone coverage. And I think with us, as long as we have our man-to-man and we're up on them, we can press up on these receivers and know who's our guy, there won't be a lot of people running free. I think a lot of times they have a lot of good zone beater concepts, and it can confuse people. And there's a lot of times when you look on the field, it's nobody covering, somebody running wide open. So I'll just say, just mainly us, the way that we play defense, man-to-man, you got your man, so you kind of know where it is, you kind of can sort through that stuff. Right, man. You know, it is what it is. We lost the opportunity last week, and everybody knows that. We realize it. And if we want to be in serious and look at what's going on seriously, we have to know that every game is playoff. If you want to try to get in there, we got to win everything. So, you know, we're definitely going to come with that mentality and that mindset, as, you know, we got to win every game coming. And this definitely starts with this one. And I think everybody realizes what's in front of us. Oh, man, I'm behind Coach 100%. You know, my job, like I said, I mean, it is what it is. My job is corner, and that's what I do. And the offensive side of the ball, you know, we're behind Coach Patton 100%, whatever he decided to do. And Hoyer, that's my guy. I mean, you know, he might not have been playing his best ball, but, you know, everybody, like me, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't doing it. But I have faith in Hoyer. The team has faith in Hoyer, and we believe that he can make it happen for us. I think so. And, you know, I'm just trying to be the best, man. Just trying to work every week and studying tape really hard and coming out there to knowing that if we're trying to win games, I can't not be playing that well. So I think I'm just trying to live up to the moment, man. It wasn't really too much of getting used to. It was just getting used to, you know, me knowing that my job is what it is, going against the number ones and being able to lock them down. I think my thing was just more of studying the film and getting a more grasp of who I'm going against. I haven't really had a chance to sit back and look at it. You know, like our coach says, when you're in it, you're in it. I'm looking at next week, I have T.Y. and I got Reggie Wayne. You know, so after the season, when the offseason starts, I'll be able to sit there. Hopefully it's later than sooner, but when the season's over, I'll be able to sit back and look at it. But I'm just trying to keep it going.